48-year-old Margaret Sue Jamel had been kicked out of her previous residence for having 25 cats, a modest number compared to the several hundred found in her latest home. Authorities were clued in as heavy amounts of fecal waste and dead animals caused an intense stench, which trailed out the only open screen window in the house. In addition to criminal charges, Jamel has also been ordered to undergo a mental examination. Dr. Bradley Riemann is clinical director of the Obsessive Compulsive Disorder Center of Rogers Memorial Hospital in Oconomowoc. He says excessive hoarding of items speaks of an obsessive compulsive disorder that's difficult to treat.
There's a real issue here that someone would choose to live their life this way, and many times the person themselves actually is living in this squalor, and it should not be just thought of as this kind of freak show oddity, but really that, you know, it's a mental illness that really needs some serious attention.
Raymond says in many cases, those who hoard animals have good intentions, but also unrealistic expectations on just how well they can accommodate dozens, if not hundreds, of pets.
The fact that some of these animals are dead and decaying on the property, these individuals seem to not even necessarily be aware of that. When that is pointed out to them, they can show what seemingly seems to be very sincere surprise and distress.
Raymond says there are medications and therapies that seem to help obsessive-compulsive disorders, including animal hoarding. And Jill DeGrave of the Wisconsin Humane Society says her organization can intervene if someone is overwhelmed by their pet situation, like a local woman they helped last year.
She had cats numbering in the 20s in her home. We were able to remove the cats. Many of those cats found good, loving homes through our adoption program. So don't be afraid to seek help before it gets so far out of hand it causes a lot of suffering.
The Humane Society and other animal welfare groups also encourage people to report possible cases of animal hoarding to local authorities. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.